इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। आई नो इट हैज बीन क्वाइट सम टाइम सिंस वी मेट एंड डिस्कस्ड एनीथिंग हियर, बट यू नो यू रियली नीड टेक्निकल इक्विपमेंट लाइक माइक्स एंड रिकॉर्डर्स एंड कंप्यूटर्स एंड एडिटिंग सॉफ्टवेयर्स टू मेक अ पॉडकास्ट एंड ऑल माइन वर ब्रोकन। So, sorry for the delay, but to get straight to the point, I am not alone today. I have somebody with me who is very eager to discuss with me on one of the very, very, very important issues of today's India. So, I have with me Pradnya Shidore.
Hi.
Pradnya has been a long-time friend, but more importantly, she is here today because of the outlook and the desire that she possesses to sort of analyze the events around us and who is at large curious about what is happening around us. Without further ado, we get back to something that happened exactly 25 years ago, which fundamentally changed how India is, how Indians are, how do they think, how do they behave. I am obviously referring to the demolition of Babri Mosque, the Babri Masjid in Ayodhya, which happened in 1992, exactly on this date, 6th of December. Pradnya, I think both of us were pretty young when this whole thing happened, about 5 or 6 years of age. So we don't really remember anything. We are too young to remember what exactly happened. But the issue is so big that let's go back a bit. Start from how exactly it did happen. I mean, there's a mosque. It's a building. How did it fall down? What happened?
We were actually staying in Nagpur, the exact place where the headquarters of RSS lies. Correct. So my father and my grandfather were having a really heated debate that day, that evening actually, because in the morning we saw the news and I was actually frightened because that was the first time for me to experience this kind of debates in my house, and I guess that was also the first time for India to do the same. The mosque which we were talking about was built sometime in 15th century by Babur, who was the emperor of Muslim Empire in India. After Babur, nothing actually happened in politics of Ayodhya. People did claim that it was the land of worship, but nothing major happened. In 1949, the gates of the dome were closed for the worship.
So you mean to say that till then, both Hindus and Muslims were worshipping together?
Yeah, actually, isn't it that actually fantastic?
It's absolutely
an epitome of India's secular fabric.
Right,
there.
Right.
That both the religions were worshipping at that same point.
Correct.
But when the gates were closed, it actually triggered the mob that they were actually not welcomed in their holy land.
Right. So what happened after 1949? Did the gate stay permanently locked or what?
In 1985, the gates were opened for Hindus to worship in that place.
Okay. Actually, 1995 is another landmark year in Indian politics because obviously you know that Shabano case.
Correct.
Shabano case is a very, very big issue. But to cut the long story short, Shabano was a Muslim woman who was getting divorced from her husband. And obviously she was asking for an alimony. Right. And the husband was refusing it. But so she went up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court gave a verdict that Shabano has to receive alimony because it's, you know, it's her right to get a sustenance. The central government, we don't know for what. Probably because there was much uproar in the Muslim community about this verdict. Central government went ahead and overruled this verdict given by the Supreme Court.
See, in 1984, Congress had gained majority, like no one's business, like the biggest measure.
Following Indira Gandhi's assassination.
Death, exactly. So after that, Congress wanted no stone left unturned to remain in power. And they thought if they did not support that agitation, they would actually lose the Muslim votes. And therefore, they passed a law saying that the alimony should only be given for 90 days. This was actually a very good time to implement a uniform civil code, which people were demanding for ages. You also mentioned about the Muslim women saying something about it.
Yeah, right? The Muslim women were obviously not too happy about it. They said that with this one decision, we are probably thrown hundreds of years back in the history. And frankly speaking, there was no need for the government to meddle in this issue. But the government somehow did, and this sort of proved to be a provocation for the Hindu majority of this country, which felt that in spite of us being a majority, the government officially is giving a preferential treatment to the other sect, to the other religion.
Yes, and that was the same time when Ram Janmabhoomi issue was surfacing in India, Indian politics. And Congress probably thought that they have Muslim votes now, and they wanted the other side also. So they did not meddle in the Ram Janmabhoomi issue, and they just let it happen. So in 1990, we have another major movement in the story, which was Rath Yatra, which was organized by Advani. And Advani, interestingly, was not getting much support from within his party also. So Advani also wanted to assert his own identity in his own party. So he did plan a more than actually 10,000 kilometer long Rath Yatra across India. And he actually sought public support to build Ram Temple and also support for his own party, the BJP.
Obviously, actually, you know what Advani says on record, that he wanted to create another Somnath incident. Okay, this is obviously, this on the record statement is obviously several years after the whole Babri case. But he says that back in the 1948-49, when India had just gotten independent, there was a public demand of re-erecting the Somnath temple in Gujarat. Somnath temple famously got looted, got raided so many times in history by Mohammed of Ghazni. And there was a popular demand for the temple to be re-erected, which the central government agreed upon. And they did get the temple re-erected because the government said that, yes, this is a part of our legacy and we will do it. Advani says that this is what we wanted to create about the Ayodhya temple also. Now, we didn't have power. If we were in power, we would have done it. But since Congress was in power, we were urging them to consider this demand and create another temple at the place of Ram Janmabhoomi. And he wanted to link it to the Somnath issue. So this is why he started his Rath Yatra from Somnath in Gujarat.
Exactly this time, there was one more landmark, the Mandal Commission report. It was actually implemented in India in 1990, with which caste-based reservations were allowed in the government jobs. This, Neha, I actually think this was the first time ever upper caste Hindu male was threatened for the first time in history. And that also must have triggered the sentiment that he was also searching for some identity. And he found that identity in Ram.
Right. It's interesting to think that Ram was actually, then, you know, the whole issue was not about Ram Temple. Nobody really cared about Ram Temple on one level. It was only about asserting your own identity through the symbol of Ram.
Correct.
The identity of a upper caste Hindu male, much like Ram himself. So, yes, after this Rath Yatra, the purpose of it was achieved, that Hindu votes did get mobilized. They did get a symbol to associate with. And you know, Pradnya, it's said that when there is a mass movement, there's also a mass hysteria.
Perfect.
People actually don't think much before joining a particular cause or before joining a movement. In the heat of the moment, they do that.
They
and
do. The actions which are taken are beyond your control.
So probably before this, nobody, not many Hindus would have been so vocal about their religion. But the Rath Yatra triggered their inner sentiments and they became very hysteric about this whole religious identity.
And you must also remember that there were little stickers on the doors which said, "Garv se kaho hum Hindu hai."
We had one such sticker in my grandfather's building that said, "Garv se kaho hum Hindu hai." There was another slogan painted on the walls of the building that said, "Mandir wahi banayenge."
This hysteria, this mobilization actually helped BJP to gain a majority in Uttar Pradesh. And they had to do something about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, since the government was theirs, I think voters would be expecting them to do something.
Correct.
And they had to support this somehow. Okay, I agree that because of all of this, the movement got intensified. Tell me, why were there so many people in Ayodhya on 6th of December? What were they doing?
See, there was something called Kar Seva, which was planned there, which is actually a religious service. Leaders like Advani, Murli Manohar Joshi and Uma Bharti were also present at that time. And it was supposed to be a symbolic rally. And Advani also said that they did not ever intend to have some sort of violent actions there. Police were also present. There was a huge security there. And as we say, as you said, the mass hysteria triggered in. And people did climb those domes. And within 4 hours, I think, the mosque was demolished.
I mean, I'm surprised because there comes a point, especially at public gatherings, where people lose their ability to think rationally. Yes. And in the heat of the moment, they don't really listen to the rational appeals. They do a lot of things. So I think this is what happened in case of Babri Masjid also, that right. Within 5 hours, that entire structure was razed to the ground from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5:30, 5:45. No trace of the domes were there.
Right.
More importantly, I feel this is not only about razing of a particular building. What right. Babri Masjid represented was much more than that.
Absolutely.
With the domes of that mosque or the whole facade of India's secular fabric was broken. It was torn.
Yes.
The whole secular fabric was torn and probably permanently. It has never been repaired after that.
Yeah.
Babri Masjid has had several repercussions on all levels, on religious, on social, yes. on economic, on political. It's a big issue, and what are those repercussions? We are going to discuss in the next episode.